Good morning, good people. I'm Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning, I'm speaking with Alice Lovelace, president of the Board of Directors for the Arts Exchange, about their upcoming Reimagine Democracy Art and Justice Festival. Alice Lovelace, welcome back to The Local Take.
Thank you so much for having me back. Appreciate it.
Now, before we talk about this upcoming event, can you tell those of us who may not know, what is the Arts Exchange? You know, it seems like yesterday when the organization moved to its new location, but I know you all have been there for a while. But tell us about the new location, your new hours and activities.
Okay. So I like to say the Arts Exchange is the best kept secret in Metro Atlanta. It's a 37-year-old artist-run community arts center. We did move to East Point after being in Grant Park for many years. We moved to East Point and opened the space on January 10, 2019. The new location has really been great. We have a lot of what we had in the old space, what attracted us, studio spaces for resident artists. We have a gallery that's twice the size of our old gallery. We have a small black box theater called the Robeson Theater, a wellness studio for dance, yoga, and tai chi, and a community meeting room. It's given, and then lots of grounds.
Lots of grounds.
So,
and what are the hours now since the pandemic? Are you all reopening full force, or what's going on?
Yeah, we're getting in the mode of reopening. Right now, the hours are, Tuesday through Saturday, 10 till 8. The Arts Exchange, of course, operates by events. So if we have events that run late, we're there. Sometimes the events happen on Sunday. So it's always best to check for our upcoming events. And we list our events. We have classes. Writers classes, open mic. We have a series of art classes going on right now called The Family That Creates Together. And so there's a lot of stuff going on. Check our website and check our Facebook page.
Now, why did you all decide to do this festival around the theme of Reimagine Democracy? Is that reimagining something that artists can help us do?
Actually, the idea for the festival is something that's been percolating for years, ever since I got a chance to go to the World Social Forum and to host the World Social Forum here in Atlanta. So the idea is that, indeed, all activism is inspired by art, and art that can help us to release our creativity, give us the power to believe that we have a say. We have something that we can contribute. That's what art is so good at. So while the festival is art-centered, we are also partnering with a wonderful group of community activists to have hands-on trainings and workshops to show you how to apply it. So when you take a theater class, when you take a writing class, and then you go into a workshop that's talking about how can you answer for your neighbors those questions that they're asking you about, why should they participate in this system when it doesn't seem to work for them? What can you do to organize in your own community to recognize that you have the creativity and the thinking that it takes to become an active participant? And that's what art asks. Art asks that even if you stand there and look at it, you have immediately become an active participant. And now you have to address that. You have to do something about it. You have to move. Does that make sense?
It does. I've never been numb to art. It makes you feel something no matter what it is. So,
and it communicates a lesson.
Yeah.
Sometimes that lesson is, I could make some art better than that art. But that's a lesson. That tells you that you have something in you that maybe you've got a little bit of art buried there.
Now, what are the dates for the festival? And is there still time for artists and other vendors to get involved?
Oh, yes. We invite artists and vendors to please visit our website for ways that they can get involved. Artists can email the center and vendors. They look at the under the festival information site, they'll see the vendor registration form. The dates are July 24 and 25. That's a Saturday and a Sunday, 12 noon to 9 p.m. It's going to be a very community family oriented. We're inviting folks to come by. Please bring the kids if you want to. And there's something for everybody.
So those dates again are July 24th and 25th from noon to 9 at the Arts Exchange, which is located at 2148 Newnham Street in East Point. And the website is www.artsexchange, that's artsexchange.org, artsexchange.org. Now, Ms. Lovelace, can you tell us about the not-to-be-missed performances? Because you've got a lot of artists involved in this event.
Yes, some old and some new. So, Ojita Penn Experience, a really top-notch professional jazz quartet, will be playing on that Sunday afternoon. There'll also be a gospel concert that Sunday afternoon. Darby, who is a fundamental part of the civil rights movement, as well as the Free Southern Theater, which she was one of the founders of, a perfect example of how art and activism work together. She's going to be on a panel with Michael Samunga, who is the at the Georgia State University Black Studies Department. And they're going to be talking about the role of literacy in a democratic movement. So the role of literacy in the civil rights movement and the democratic movements that rotated in the 60s and where we might be moving today. Because if you can't read and appreciate the literary text that underscores your times, then you can't make sense out of your times. You can't create art or activism out of it. So I think that's going to be a really interesting conversation. And I think it's really, and people may not think of it, but when it comes to high school students, middle school students, a part of that academic recovery of stimulating their minds and getting them back into the habit that school is about books and a deeper learning than on a computer, I think it's good for young and for old. There's going to be dance classes for young children from I Am Arts, which is run by Dr. Tiffany Mingo, who is one of the lead teachers over at Tri-Cities High School, which is the art high school, in town. Mm-hmm. God, I can go on. Akbar Imhotep, the renowned Atlanta storyteller, is going to be there. We're going to have circus acts that will be there. A family of acrobats will be performing, as well as the clowns. My gosh, it just goes on. Health and wellness classes, reproductive health, mental health classes. We're going to have a whole series on Sunday on family justice. One of them is the Rites of Passage program for girls. So they'll be talking about how critical that is, an organization called Each One Teach One. We also have a male Rites of Passage organization that'll be doing a presentation. NAACP will be there. We'll have voter registration. One of the organizations that was really integral working with Stacey Abrams around this last election, Women Engaged, will be doing a training workshop on how to conduct community-based voter engagement, centering on the key issues for Black women, girls, and femmes, which, and these are all family issues as well. I mean, it's just so much. You got 9 to 5 who will be there doing a training, the Georgia Latino Alliance for Human Rights. So we want people to participate in the art, enjoy. There'll be poets, singers, musicians, reggae concert. But we also want them to talk to our community partners, find out what they're doing, take a few workshops, learn how you can get involved, learn how creativity, which is the underpinning of art itself, creativity and activism go hand in hand.
I love it. So you're giving people multiple ways to not only reimagine democracy, but how they can be an active participant in democracy. Miss Alice,
yes.
Before I let you go, can you tell us just a little bit about how you came to lead the Arts Exchange?
Yvonne Dooley and I were both writers in residence at the Neighborhood Arts Center when it closed in 1983. There was the only Black Arts Center that allowed studio space for artists and allowed us to engage the community by teaching classes. So when they closed, a lot of us were homeless. Ebon went out and searched, and he found a school up in Grant Park and came to me, and he talked to me about incorporating it and asked me would I go in with him to incorporate it. And so in 1983, we incorporated the Arts Exchange. We found a school building, got permission from the Board of Education, and it opened in 1984. We stayed in Grant Park at that location for about 34 years. And I've been involved with the Arts Exchange ever since. So I was one of the founders. I created the first program that they ever had there in 1985, the Summer Arts Enrichment Institute. I became executive director in 86. I negotiated the purchase of the building from the Board of Education before I left in 1990 to go back doing my consulting work. And then I came back in 2005. And I've been back at the organization ever since. We renovated it, you know, sort of rescued it from a crisis situation, negotiated the sale of it, found us a new building, and we moved to East Point. So the Arts Exchange is like it's like my child. It's part of me.
It clearly is, and we are glad that you are still there leading the organization. The website, again, www.artsexchange.org. Ms. Lovelace, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning.
Oh, Kevin, thank you so much for having us on your show, and love WCLK and wishing you all the best.